Preferences and conditions, Daniel. Let's read about your true or false. Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're still in packet Lamed Beis. We're talking about the din of white wine versus red wine. We saw in Shulchan Aruch, it has the sheet of that it's kosher, but there's a sheet of the Ramban that's not good, but the Iker Halach is that it's kosher. So the question is, if you want, could you pour in a little bit of red wine into the white wine to make it red? So we said. We had a sheet here on page 18 on the second line. Yochum Arev Yain Odom Tocha Yain Halavim Laz Nasek Yain Odom Uto Lekadosh Lavim Tatchilo. But in footnote Chav Dalet on page Yud Bay on page 18, it says V'nir Lachor Debiin Shei Rov Yain HaAdam. We follow the rov. You have yayin and beer. So you whatever the rov is, if the rov is yayin, you make a bar berg off it. If the rov is beer, you make a shahakal. So the Prima Gaon asked the question that the Ramah writes, Chol she'ein Yosef me'echa mishisha chalokim mayim, if it's not more than 1/6 water, you make a piragafet. So why do we follow Rov? Taras tohazim derech mazikas yayin u'b'mayim. Okay, Moshayich lo mi'isbal del yayin me'egar mayim she'mozgobol. Because, you see, if it's a sheer maziga, so then that's what you do, whatever the sheer maziga is. But came shechar, that's not, you don't usually put shechar and wine together, then it's a question of bittul. That's like shnei minim. Okay, so that's a question. So you have a sefer here from Rav Karp, Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. There's a Tachosh of Tam Chochem in Eretz Yisrael, I believe in Kiryas Sefer. Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman is very into his form, into him. So he says here on page 21, Hayayin l'kiddush mitzvah n'muchu l'kaddush l'hayayin, mitzvah b'yayin odom. V'nayin lovim tovim b'en ha'minuk shem kachir lov. Achim lovim b'yosir, hein l'kaddush lov shas hadchak, shein l'odom. Right, so l'chara, b'yayin odom that's talking about is not lovim b'yosir, l'chara. Right, because that's like the richest Lord. And look in the footnote 45, it says, Bovabasu Chomer Chavarian Mahu. Ramban says it's Likuva. But the Rashba says from the Yushalmi, that Hainli Inu Lachatkhila, Mitzvah says behind Odom. There's a riff in the Rosh, the Rambam never said there's a psul of white wine. So, because they explain, below the Kiddush, that the whole discussion in the Gemara about white wine was only for the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. It's not for Kiddush.
The
But in the Tashbetz, you see, the Yerushalmi says mitzvah lotzis b'yayin adam, right? So it's mashma only to mitzvah. It's mashma. It's not likuva like the Ramban. So the Tashbetz says. So the Tashbetz is going to say a big chiddush. The Tashbetz is going to say a big chiddush. In regard to Yain Lavan. So look what he says. Because he wants to make a chiluk between something that was originally red, so maybe that's better than something that was never red. I would have said just the opposite. That something that was originally red and became white, that shows that it's, you know, decaying or something like that. I would have said just the opposite. Elva. Take a look in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim here on page 22. It says, Amar Rav Yirmiyah mitzvah latzeis b'yayin odom. Shenemar al terayayim ki is odom. So it's a mitzvah b'yayin odom. But this is talking about Arba Kosos. Right, so and let's look in the Lavush. Take a look on page 24. There's Ma'ilam Adina Sayyain Lovam Va'adam Hem Shavim Betivam. The Fom is a Tob Mizev, the Fom is a Tob Mizev. Whereas in certain communities, it's equal. The red wine of the. Sometimes the red wine is better. Sometimes the white wine is better. So it doesn't make such a big difference. Whereas he says, that in communities where the white wine and the red wine are just as good, then you don't have to worry
about the color.
I'm looking the Eliyahu Rabbah on the bottom. And he's like the angel of Yishnoim Lassos, which was close of Iran, Shalom Kodesh Yen Lovan, Ela Peshas of Chak. He said, Dafka Belovan Yosef. So maybe that's, you know, it could be that's found in the Ramban also. You know, maybe the Ramban was only talking about when it was Lovan Yosef Yidai. Or you could say like this Lavush, that maybe that's only if the white wine was really like substandard. Today, when you buy the white Moscato, it's not a. How do they make it that it's white?
It's from a white. It's from a green grape.
Green grapes. Yeah.
The white one, they don't have skin
and seeds. They don't have skin and seeds, I'm to say.
The question is, what color grape the wine is made from?
Right, and is that
green grapes or whiter grapes produce a white wine?
Right, is that considered an inferior grape?
No.
Is it considered an inferior grape to the green grape to the red grape?
No.
No. So it could be that maybe even the Ramban would agree. Maybe the Ramban is only saying it when the grape itself was inferior. So then it's not proper to use such a wine for Kiddush. But today, the white wines we have today they're not inferior. So maybe that's what the Lavush says. They're equal in quality. You don't care so much about the looks. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says it's only sort of like the Ritva, the only thing with the wine is if it's love and biyoser, that's not we. Our wine is not love and biyoser.
I think it's possible that he said love and biyoser means that it's quiet and that's a bimus.
Yeah.
So our wife find it.
Right. So if it has a mimus, then what?
Well, so it sounds like love and biyos there means like right in the white wine. There are some like pink white.
Oh, that's what it means? I thought love and biyos means that it's like white. You know, like his shirt is white. White. As opposed to the color of our wine, I would call it white. Yeah, it's like it's a clear color. It's not like white, like a bar of soap.
No.
Right. Let's look in the Mishnah Brewer now, page 25. So the Mishnah Brewer. Mr. Brewer is going to say a chumra here. And Mr. Brewer in Ein Reish Beis Sifkan Yud says, "Kuli alma mitzvah lachatchil lachazer achar yain adam." Now this is Shabbos. El di imein lo adam o she'enu mishubach sfir leil de'azu demuter lachatchil lachadesh olam. So again, but if he doesn't have Osha Eno Meshubach, if it's not Meshubach, so our wine, the Chara is Meshubach. So that's the question. What did the Ramban really mean? Did the Ramban... For Pesach, I can understand. Because Pesach is a halacha in... You want it to be read, Zecher L'dam. But for Kiddush, and that's why the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav we saw yesterday, he doesn't say anything about lying love on Shabbos. So it's hard to say what the Rabban really meant. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah now, Yud Aleph. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban passes for Kiddush and feel of a Mavdil in Ralof. In other words, so even the Ramban's Moda, you can make Avdala on Yain Lava. Yeah. So let's see. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Imhu chamar medina, sham shakol shosim oso. That's going to be our next packet, right? That's going to be our Aaron about chamar medina. So he says that if everyone drinks it, then you could use it for Avdala. In other words, he's saying even the Ramban who says that you don't make Kiddush on, but Avdala you can make.
Everyone drinks it. Sounds like it's not so bad. Ramban allows Avdala. It's Chamar Medina. Why not for Kiddush?
It sounds like the Ramban is saying even good wine, you shouldn't use if it's wine for Kiddush. Avdala, you could. Okay, that's a good par. That's a good par. I like when you say Rav Dechter says a good par. That the fact that it's the white wine is considered Chamar Medina, so it's mashma the. That's the wine that you could use for Avdol, because it's Chamar Medina, but it's not sure that people drink it, so it must be something good. It could be something Chamar Medina. People would drink it. That's not bad. Atam dolgami sheikha, the kaim alone the kamad, the avdil and alavim hu Chamar Medina. Hu adin the mitam zamut al kadesh alav shachris l'chul yalma. Shachris nogim v'haka v'kadesh al kol mashkesh al Chamar Medina. So he says that in the morning you could be much more maker. You can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. So he's saying that. So basically, what the Shulchan Aruch says is, if you want to be choshesh to Ramban, you should make Kiddush Friday night on red wine. But in Shabbos morning and Havdala, you can make on isn't that the famous story with Reb Chaim? Someone asked Reb Chaim Brisker, could they make, they use milk for the dollar kosas, and then he collected money for them. And why? Because he's saying, if they're asking me to make milk for dollar kosas, obviously they don't have meat. Because they wouldn't be asking to use milk for the dalakosis. So then he collected money that they should have meat for the tziyantif. So if they're already asking about milk for the dalakosis, it means they didn't even have meat at the meal. That's why I think that Gedalia Berger said to me that maybe you can be more makel on grape juice, Bisman, as a that's why Havdalah, I was last Motay Shabbos, I was in the mountains, and I made Havdalah on grape juice that they gave me. So you want to say, even though if grape juice is not good wine, but maybe you can become a Medina. People drink grape. I'm sure a lot of people drink grape juice. That's a question. Is it something that, if somebody comes to my house, I don't necessarily serve them grape juice, right? What do I serve them? Serve them water, but water is definitely not good. Shaila is soda. I was once at someone's house for Shabbos, and they may have Dola on Coca-Cola. So that's a question. Some say Coca-Cola is just flavored water. And it's not covered either. But there are some that hold that it's in the home. I would sooner serve soda to someone who guests at my house than I would serve grape juice. But grape juice is more hashivas, it's not just water. The only shayla is, can you make a board beer goffin on the grape juice? The old grape juice is not. That's as far as I said yesterday. Maybe you can still make a board beer goffin because it's still more, you know, like based on the Magen Avraham. That even though, I think it's the Magen Avraham, one of them, it's either the Magen Avraham or the other one, the other Avraham, that says that when you have a tree and has a lot of different growths on the tree, you only make a bar per eitz on the ikar growth, not on the other thing. Not on the tuffel dikar growths, only the most important growths. But he says, but if you make a bar per eitz even on the less important, you still yotze, because for my sake, it is bar per eitz. I mean, it is, I'm sorry. What I meant to say is, you make a bar, the halacha is you make bar per eitz only on the ikar growth. And then the other things you make a bar pri adama, even though they're coming from a tree. But the din of bar pri eitz is only on the eco growth of the tree. So if it's an apple tree, bar pri eitz only on the apples. If the other things grow on the tree that are less chashuv, then you'll make a bar pri adama. But if you beat the avid, you made a bar pri eitz, you still don't say. So that's what I think the Magen Avraham, one of the Acharon says. So that's what I was wondering, that maybe even if you hold that grape juice is not for a goffin because you stopped the fermentation, whatever you did, but maybe that's only the lechatila. Maybe the yevid still bar pri goffin doesn't really deserve to get that bracha because it's not soyed in the stomach. But maybe with the yevid, it's still a bar pri goffin, just like those poskim that said that you can make a bar pri eitz with the yevid even on the thing that's not the ikir growth.
Debbie Spark said it's not a
coffin. Yeah. If it's not a coffin, it should be a question of eights or shahako. That's a question. I would think that the common the ikar drink that people serve when people come to the house is they'll serve coffee. Right? You also have so much soda. If you're having a meal, maybe you would serve soda or something like that. But if this people come to your house and you're giving them drinks, so coffee would be much more of a thing people would do in America than other things. Right, they're also water. Right, so that's the question, whether that's just water, just my album.
Rabbi Yeshua Neuvert,
yeah, what does he say?
Once told me,
told
me personally, what was called back in those days gazoz, which was the Israeli version of soda, was an orange soda usually, would be considered a chamar de medina.
And what was it?
that was gazoz. Okay, essentially is orange soda.
Orange soda.
It was orange soda. He said that would be a chamam.
Because right, that's what people want. Because people would come to your house, you would give them more orange soda. It's true.
In 1968, that was considered a high drink. I don't know.
He told you that in 1968?
Yes.
Okay. And what would he say today? You think he'd say the same thing?
I don't know what to say. Are coffee and tea the same thing as Coke?
I mean, I would say coffee, especially
the nafkamina essentially is that coffee and tea are, one can say that they're hot, that they're brewed, so it's actually something happening to the water. It's not just a matter of giving water. Okay, Coke is essentially just taking some syrup, a little bit of
syrup. What about gazoos? And what is gazoos?
In water.
And what about gazoos?
Gazoos is exactly the same thing. I don't know how 1968, how things worked in Israel, but I assume it's the same thing.
Well, gazoos is the same as Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're telling me that the Havdalah that I heard 20 years ago from somebody on was
valid.
Was valid. Yeah. Okay. It was a valid Havdalah. Yeah, so that's going to be the next. What are you asking?
Just like the shul, the hot drinks of certain fashions. So maybe these drinks that you can serve only hot, maybe it will be $6 if it's cold. Coffee, how would you serve that? It's no longer a thing.
Either iced or hot. Same way. Right. Well, what about orange juice?
Orange juice is in water. Orange juice is juice. It's the same thing as grape juice.
Right. So if gazoos is Tamar Medina, then maybe orange juice. Will people, does people serve orange juice?
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Yes. Some have grape juice. People don't just serve you grape juice. I told him when I come to my Rav Chaim Kamel Gutman, I go to his house on Illinois, he'll serve a must, which is his self manufactured grape juice. But he doesn't serve me grape juice if I just come. But on the other hand, people serve seltzer at our Shabbos table. We have salsa. But of course, salsa is much water. So that's the question whether. But that's assuming that you accept that what Rav Goldberg said. If you say that, no, that's all water. Gazoos is water, Coca-Cola is water.
In that same conversation, Rav Neuver also said that seltzer zemayim. He said gazoz zechamer medina. Okay, but seltzer zemayim.
Zemayim, that's nothing. So basically he's saying that flavored water is a different, because it changes the mara and changes the tam.
The tam, yeah.
So it's a different test, but... But as Rabbi Merzel says, when you have but seltzer is just water because it looks like water, and it is no. And what would he say? Let me ask you a question. Flavored seltzer, you would probably say is a gammain because it doesn't change the color, the mara. That's what I would assume. Because today we have all these flavored seltzers.
Yeah.
So Rav Neuber would probably say flavored seltzer is a gammain because you can't see anything different, even though it tastes different. But gazoos doesn't look like gammain or Coca-Cola. So maybe the word he was telling you is that it has to have a shinoi of the tam and a shinoi of the mara, or else it's just mine.
Yeah. So tam and mara. What about when Pepsi was making a cola that was colorless?
Yeah,
it looked like water, but it was cola.
Colorless. Yeah, clear. Remember, Deftha said clear Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would Rav Neuber say about the clear Pepsi? Would he say that's Zemayim? Or would he say, no, the same as Gazoos?
It's 24.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we have to learn the sugya of Tamar Medina. Is that the next packet we're going to be doing? And then the big question is, that Moshe raised, or Shechel likes to quote it, Moshe raised is that the part of the din of Chamer Medina is only if Yayin is not Matzah. But today, Yayin is Matzah, so then who cares what's Chamer Medina anymore? Because it should be irrelevant. That's what Moshe asks. So I think there's a good answer to this, Teretz, that we'll have to see in the packet. Well, but today, you live in New York, New Jersey, you can get a wine 2 blocks away. Get a wine anywhere. Not so hard to get a wine. So everything's mutsy. So the question is, so then how can you ever use? But
it's in the summer, I haven't checked. That time shop is open.
Were you saying that maybe that's not Chamer Medina, so maybe it'll be a bracha v'atala?
Here.
Yeah. Some pishitas hold that Chamer Medina has to be intoxicated. But if you hold like that, similar to one. Okay, so that's what we're going to Be'ez Hashem. The next packet, we have to see, well, how do you, but yeah. But Yosef Karo himself, you know, seems to permit Yain Lovin, seems to permit for Kiddush, so it seems that it's okay. And then the only question is, you want to put wine in, put just a little bit, or has to be, well, Rover Yayin, to be able to say this hider of making Kiddush on Yayin Adam. Okay, everyone, so we'll stop now for today. Tomorrow we'll start the new packet, Lamed Gimel. And that, I believe, is on Chamer Medina. We'll go from there. We have to decide when the shiur is going to go until. I think I want to finish all the Yayin Sukkis. You know, I think that's what Lamed Tes is the, I think that Lama Tess is the one about which hand you're supposed to hold the Becher in. Right? Aaron? Lama Tess is the one, right? And I think Mem is already a different. Good to see.
Mem is about Kos Pogum.
Oh, close pub. Yeah, what's Memalis?
Is Hageder Shel Chiv Sudas Peshabas?
Okay, so that, so yeah, so Mem Aleph is already a new topic. So we right. should probably go through Mem. And then when we start the new Zman, I think we'll probably do the Shiurim on Sundays. You know, and Bez Hashem, we're going to be learning Avodah Zarah this year. We're going to start with Chol of Yisrael. Halachas of Chol of Yisrael. Is fascinating. That's going to be the weekday shiur. And on Sundays, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue the Kovat V'Onik Shabbos. But the summer shiur will go until we do packet Mem, Bez Hashem. So this way we can finish the wine. I think that's tentatively, that's the plan, Bez Hashem. Okay, good morning, Rav Merzel and Rav Yaffe. And Rav Levitt, Rav Harari, Dr. Presby, Rav Dechter, Rav Kolok. Okay, should all be.